This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas.
Very good game from Bournemouth. Yeah, if I say the no try, I'd be like I did lie. But actually, they did their best. For a team with a comeback from relegation zone, we know what we experienced in the hands of a Brentford last season, which was a comeback from relegation zone, our first game of the season. We know how embarrassing it can be. A lot of criticism fly up and down, and we know they converted about that particular scoreline. We lost for them 2-0. I just hope, see, this particular season now, the way we kickstart up, the way they do them, I know they talk so we could make them invisible, but then it's not too bad. Again, of my colleague, we say, Arsenal feel brag about invisible. They feel brag about doing another invincible because not only them don't do them. Now only you will don't do something. Now you go feel brag about doing another one. You get? You will never do them before. You don't feel brag about doing it. As a matter of fact, since Arsenal keep the clean sheet, since we'll be invisible, we'll still be invisible till date, and nobody don't break that record. At least, I go talk in one of our number one standing inheritance from our former players, Thierry Henry, Patrick Vieira, the rest, you understand? Now, one of our inheritance, so don't hold very tight, we never let go, you understand? Remember over the years, how Liverpool also, over some seasons, not the struggle, so they go do it, but it no come. Even with Man City, struggling so hard to do it, but then, they don't fit meet up. So, now the matter be done. But then, as a matter of fact, I must say, the team play yesterday, be no day short of being good. Like, it was awesome. Ben White, he's growing in the growth so deep into that number two position, which it give me one kind joy. Like, I'm not saying they're too perfect for that particular angle, but then I feel he's growing well. Like, I like in cover up for the back. And I must say, the back line in recent days, the collabo between Gabriel Magalhaes and William Saliba, I don't need to talk much on that one. Like, it is obviously good. Like, obviously good. The understanding may do those two. It will be like understanding they just wake up the one. It be like understanding on day before. Like I been the talk of this day. See, it seems as though this loan way Mikel Arteta been send William Saliba go. It be like William Saliba been still taking time watch Arsenal game. Beside the fact see he may play well for Martial. It be like he be taking time watch Arsenal football to understand the pattern of Mikel Arteta, because I don't understand. The player just come in, just pick up, collect somebody jersey, don't even mind. Like, this is the kind of competition that only cried or they begged for over the years, which is very, very good. Once more, kudos to my center back, the man that they call William Saliba. Wonderful play, wonderful one. At least he compensated himself with a good game with a wonderful goal, which was very nice for him, I must say. Good one from the back line. For that back line, the only problem I get for my back line now, and I just, my keeper, the man that they call Aaron Ramsdale. I'm not saying the guy is not good. I'm not saying the guy is not a young goalkeeper who is talented. But the truth is, in error never lead to go. I know they look forward to seeing him causing an error go lead to go, but the kind of errors when they commit right now, when they still cover up on, or the backline still cover up on, it they surprise it, because there's no match Arsenal match you go watch this young man who go make an error. So far so good for our last three games now. We no go make an error. The only happiness we say it never lead to go. Why they try to address up now? Because I don't go like a situation whereby on a crucial day, when they play 1-1 or 0-0, or they look for a goal, or a security goal, or they look for a clean sheet, you can't cause error, you can't lead to goal. Like, I feel Mikel Arteta still need to talk into that young man, because the kind of obvious errors when they make now, if they catch, once in a whole ball, fear they catch me. Like, if they give him a back pass, fear they still catch me. Like, I know he's trying to build up his confidence, but the truth is, a guy where you go build confidence, reach where you no go turn confidence, you go turn stupidity. Like, no go get level again. I just hope say he go wake up, he go really understand waiting it means like to keep clean sheet, because clean sheet tells good of you as a goalkeeper. And beside that, the level in there right now, if he does well with the team, he might end up collecting the England number one jersey, which it could be a very good morale booster for him and in career, and also for the team of Arsenal. You understand? So now the matter be that. They're coming to our midfield. Partey after Partey on the mound, they call him Granit Xhaka. Okay, Granit Xhaka, so far so good. Zinchenko, they really, really do a good cover up for this young man. And one thing I don't understand about the team is, when they play three-man backline, Zinchenko now just Bakimbo. He go that three position few times. You understand? In the day more of the midfield, like I like his energy level. He's doing one in a million kind of job, which is supposed to be so. Modern day football, not be to start one place. Like I really like his drive. I've been watching Madrid game when I see Karim Benzema for midfield, like coming back to the midfield, coming back to the defensive line to win balls, and that is how it should be. You as a striker now, we don't like being a traditional striker, you know, they in existence again. Traditional striker in the sense that you go stand for inside a 10-yard box of your opponent till your ball reach you. Like, it's not supposed to be so anymore. So, as a matter of fact, Zinchenko, wonderful job. If I go rate him over 10, I'm not going to mind rate him 10 over 10 because he's doing a wonderful job in that midfield and in the back line. Tomas Partey also, I like the way they try cover up for Granit Xhaka, because Granit Xhaka in recent days, in addition to the attacking line, they really bring a lot of threat in our opposition team. It is very nice. Like at the talk, I know they are still against average teams to the play, but then I look forward to seeing us play this kind of pattern against Man City and Liverpool. You understand? So as a matter of fact, for now, I just hope so we will build up the momentum, the ginger of understanding this pattern we don't go into. But so far, so good. Mikel Arteta is doing a very good job. Tomas Partey, Granit Xhaka, and the man that they call him, how did they call him? Oxlade Zinchenko. Like, their understanding is freaking amazing. Like, very amazing. And they really like him. I don't get a problem for that midfield. And if you notice, even Martin Odegaard now, he's scoring goals because of that midfield is covered. Like, it is fully covered. And the attacking line is full of force. Force from Gabriel Jesus, Gabriel Martinelli. Bukayo Saka. I still don't understand them. Say, if you check in recent days, you're not really there in that form mode they really want. But if we really check this guy very well, you go no say Bukayo Saka, he hardly there in form for start of a season, like statistically. Yes, I don't know if we go back, check research, you go notice them. They really did that active start of the season. So I just want to hold on that level. Hope, see, with time, as usual, it will build up to give us back that Bukayo Saka we will be new, you understand? But then I still look forward to seeing him come back in good force. Our substitute bench, like, is full. Like, for these recent days now, you don't really need to go on injury. I need to make you go on injury, my brother. Your position go there really threatened. And that is how Arsenal should be. Maybe team will get only first team, no get second team. But all thanks to Mikel Arteta and his team of managers, like, the technical team, Mikel Arteta, I must say, he's doing a great job. And I must say, the what they enjoy now, as a result of good build-up, like planning, good planning from the technical team, from the managerial team. Good one so far, so good. Everybody in the team is doing well to keep up to his position very well. And that is how it should be. Competitiveness, that is what I want. And that is what I'm saying. Good one so far, so good. And I hope to get... If you no go bad, at least my first 10 games, now I get a victory. No draw, no lose. Then at all, to the end of the season, if I go invisible, I'll be glad. My name never changed. My name still remains that Angel No Get Wings, that Angel of the Fly. But you know the matter. Me not super fly boy. Enjoy the rest of the day. One time. Choo!
Up, Gunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.